Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're watching for the first time, please consider hitting that subscribe button. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter at Shooting Up North, Instagram at Alliance PW Network, and feel free to join our Facebook group, the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. And if, again, I'm going to just say it one more time, if you watch the channel and you're enjoying the content and you don't subscribe, please consider hitting that subscribe button. We're getting more and more subscribers each and every day, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much to everyone who has subscribed to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network YouTube channel. But if you don't subscribe and you're enjoying the content, please consider hitting that subscribe button. Again, this is Shooting Up North. I am your host, Lewis Carlin. Let's get into it. Impact Wrestling on Access TV last Thursday. I got two words for everybody. Edge's bitch. That was fantastic. Joe Hendry is an absolute treasure. I believe in Joe Hendry. He is so entertaining. First, we had the Dancing Moose. Now we have Edge's bitch. That was so funny, so entertaining. I watched it multiple times. Macradona didn't seem to like it. He wants the video taken down on social media, which is hilarious in itself. Of course, he's in character, but great stuff where Joe Hendry incorporating Chelsea Green wanting. Wanting Macradona to come into the bedroom, you know, and have some fun. But he's like, no, I'm playing with my dolls. I don't remember I don't remember the lyrics, but he's playing with his dolls and he'd rather talk about action figures with Brian Myers than have fun with his wife Chelsea Green. That was so hilarious. And then when he came out and he said, you know, you're the king of the indies and you've made it rich, but to me you'll always be Edge's bitch. That lyric I remember. That was so hilarious. The crowd was just I hope now when Cardona shows up in an Impact Wrestling show, the crowd just starts chanting Edge's bitch, Edge's bitch, Edge. That was fantastic. Again, Joe Hendry is an absolute treasure. Absolute treasure. So entertaining. I absolutely loved that segment. That was probably my favorite segment of the whole show. Anytime now, you know, I want Joe Hendry now to feud with Steve Maplin, because I just want to see this song that Joe Hendry writes for Steve Maplin. I think that it'll be absolutely hilarious. I hope he never loses the Digital Media Championship. I hope he holds it forever. And I hope there's constant challenges from wrestlers. You know, I could see him writing songs about Sami Callihan, writing songs about Cody Deaner, writing songs about Big Con, writing songs about Alan Angels. I can just see him writing all these terrific songs. And I love the fact that he incorporated Edge into the song. Great stuff. Just fantastic, fantastic stuff. So if you haven't seen it, I'm not sure why you haven't seen it if you haven't had time, but check it out. Joe Henry's song to Macradona, Edge's Bitch. Outstanding. And also on the show, another thing I took away that another takeaway from the show is I think there are now two great additions to the tag team division. We had Kushida and Kevin Knight. Kevin Knight, an absolutely outstanding athlete. And I mentioned that to everybody on a past podcast, but Kushida and Kevin Knight potentially could be a great tag team. Kevin Knight, I believe, is still signed with New Japan Pro Wrestling. But if we could get Kushida and Kevin Knight more regularly in Impact Wrestling, I think it would be great. And Jason Hodge, Don Skylar as well. I think the Good Hands, I think they have great potential as a tag team. So I'm calling it two great additions to the Impact Wrestling tag team division. I think these two teams can really give it a shot in the arm that it needs. I'm a fan of both of these teams. Of course, only one team could win. Of course, Kevin Knight, Kushida had to go over in this one, and Hodge and Skylar lost. But still think they make a terrific team. And man, I really need to get a haircut, huh? I just looking at my hair. I think they make a terrific team. Look at this. I can't get it. Anyway, the hell with there. Yeah, but I think they make a terrific team, and they're great additions to the tag team division. I hope Hotch and Skylar are not just going to be used as enhancement talent. I hope they're going to get some sort of push down the road, because I think they have potential to be a very decent tag team. But I think two terrific additions, in my opinion, to the tag team division. Especially, like, I don't know, like I said, I don't know Kevin Knight's his contract status. I believe he signed New Japan Pro Wrestling. I don't know how long for, but I would love to see Kevin Knight officially become a member of the Impact Wrestling roster, or just we see a lot more of him and Kushida, because potentially the Impact Wrestling tag team titles could go around their waist, without a doubt. I absolutely love that team, as I absolutely love the team of Jason Hotch and John Skyler. Now, Steve Maclin and Josh Alexander came face to face. Man, could you just feel the intensity coming through the? I watched it on my computer. Could you just feel it coming through either your TV screen or your computer screen? Just the intensity, just the build between these. Just you want to see these two get in the ring with each other, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually. Maclin and Alexander, and they're going to have an absolute war. They're going to have an absolute war when Josh Alexander finally defends against Steve Maclin. But you could just feel that electricity. It's going to be something special. It's going to be something very, very special when Josh Alexander and Steve Maclin go head to head for the Impact Wrestling world title. Man, I can't wait for. I didn't realize Steve Maclin is actually taller than Josh Alexander. I thought Alexander might have had a few inches on him, but looks like Maclin is just, or they're just about the same size, unless Maclin was standing on a box or something. I don't think he was, but I can't wait. I can't wait for these two to get together. I know they're not rushing it, which I love. It's a slow build, a slow burn towards the title match, to their head-on collision for the Impact Wrestling World title. I mean, they could have easily put this match easily could have happened a few weeks ago or a few months ago, but they decided not to, and they're I think Impact Wrestling realizes that this is something special. Alexander and Maclin is going to be something very, very, very special, and they decided, we're gonna slowly build towards it, and that's what they're doing. When they were face to face again, just the electricity that was. I'm sure Gia Miller felt some electric shocks when she was standing in the middle of them, but it's going to be terrific when these two finally. I'm hoping it's at Sacrifice, because I'm going to Sacrifice in March, so I hopefully it's in Windsor. I think it's going to be at Rebellion, Maclin and Alexander, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, whether it's Sacrifice, Rebellion, or whatever, it's going to happen eventually. I say within the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to see Alexander defending the title against Steve Maclin, and it's going to be absolutely something special. As we know, Rich Swann is the new number one contender, so he gets the next shot at No Surrender against Josh Alexander. So Josh Alexander defending the Impact Wrestling World title against Rich Swann at No Surrender. And speaking of Josh Alexander, he is actually headed. Here's a little bit of news here. We're going to talk some news. Josh Alexander is going to be defending the Impact Wrestling World title in the UK for Sovereign Pro Wrestling. He'll be defending against Kez Evans on February 5th. It's going to be at the legendary Manchester Academy in the UK. Manchester, UK, Impact Wrestling World Champion Josh Alexander defends against Kez Evans. I'm not familiar with Kez Evans, on February 5th. And that's not the only international trip that Josh Alexander is going to be making. He's going to be part of the Lucha Libre World Cup. He's part of Team Canada. What day is this? What day is this World Cup? Does it say here on the World Cup 2023? I don't have a date here, so I apologize. I'm not sure if a date was released. I'm sure it was. I just don't have it in front of me. But Josh Alexander going to be part of Team Canada with PCO and Vampiro. I didn't realize Vampiro is from Canada, but Josh Alexander, PCO, and Vampiro will be part of Team Canada Lucha Libre World Cup. They should have brought in Mike Bailey, and I think Mike Bailey would have been a better addition. Mike Bailey, unless no, it's he's part of the team. I thought maybe he's like the advisor or something, but Vampiro, PCO, and Josh Alexander put up Team Canada, but they should have brought in Speedball Mike Bailey. That would have been a better option for Team Canada. But anyway, but nonetheless, Josh Alexander going international, Canada and the UK. Love to see Josh Alexander finally get a chance to go to Japan and show what he could do out there, either with New Japan Pro Wrestling or Pro Wrestling Noah. But nonetheless, Josh Alexander, Impact Wrestling World Champion, defending the belt in the UK on February 5th, and he'll be part of the Lucha Libre World Cup Team Canada with PCO and Vampiro. There's a team, I believe. Yeah, Joe Hendry is part of Team Europe. So he's Joe Hendry is part of Team Europe. I think that's the only Impact there. Rupinder Gujjar is going to be a part of Resto del Mundo. So he's part of the part of that team. So we got a number of Impact Wrestling. Oh, and Team USA, Deonna Purrazzo and Jordynne Grace will be teaming with Camille. Wow, NWA Camille as part of the female version of Team USA. So that's very interesting. Interesting stuff there. So lots of Impact Wrestling stars headed to Mexico. Does it have a date here? Does it? It says World Cup 2023 in Mexico. I'm not going to go search for the date in case there is a date. But anyway, that's great stuff. And I mentioned Steve Macklin. Actually, Steve Macklin is going to be up here in Canada, Toronto. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go. It's tomorrow. He's going to be wrestling up for the Destiny World Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. The champion, Aiden Prince, also an Impact Wrestling star. Aiden Prince defending the title against Steve Macklin. That should be a fantastic, fantastic match. I think Alan Angels is up as Alan Angels is up as well, and he'll be taking on Tarek in that one. Tarek, another indie sensation up here in Canada, and yeah, so Impact stars going international, getting around, and it's great stuff. And last but not least, Mickie James. Mickie James. Let's pull up the article here. Mickie James calls Impact Wrestling home. She says she's staying loyal to Impact Wrestling. It's my home. They gave me my first chance. So she was speaking to SE Scoops. And this is what Mickie James had to say. She said, Impact is my home. I think a lot of people feel Impact is their home or certainly a home for them. You look at the people who have come through that roster over the last 20 plus years, the amount of people who have gone on to have great success and who have had major success within Impact. But they gave me the first chance. They really did. They gave me my first chance. They gave me my first chance. That's like the fifth time she said that. So they gave me my first chance. They gave me a chance at a time when I was really questioning myself, my value, my decisions, where I was in such a weird place in 2010. I was really uncertain. It helped me remember who I was and who I wanted, and realize that there's a reason for everything and there's a learning for everything. There wouldn't have been a hardcore Mickie James, and the whole resurgence of my career when I felt like I was in either a sink or swim kind of place, and now able to come back, and what they did for myself and NWA with Empower was special. It was cool. It was so special. So Mickie James, there's a whole other quote here which is really long. I'm not gonna read it. Sorry. This is on Fightful.com if you want to go check out the article. But Mickie James saying Impact Wrestling is her home. She's staying loyal. So I got a question. This is all fantastic. This is all fantastic and everything. So when do you sign the long-term deal with Impact Wrestling? When is it announced that Mickie James has signed a 2 or 3 year deal with Impact Wrestling? Is that going to be announced soon? I mean, you want to stay loyal to Impact Wrestling? It's your home. We gave you the first chance. Not we. They gave you the first chance. Well, it Impact Wrestling belongs to the fans. So okay, so we they gave you the first chance. So when do you sign that long-term contract? And when do you convince your husband Nick Aldis to come on over and sign long-term as well? And when do you give me a call and tell me I need to get a haircut. Now I'm gonna have to get a haircut because I'm looking at the screen and just hair is just bloop. But anyway, back to Mickey James. So yeah, so when do you sign that long-term deal? I'm hoping that we see you in Impact Wrestling. I mean, the last rodeo storyline is over. You succeeded. You're not retiring, so sign a long-term deal with Impact Wrestling. I don't know this current her current status. I don't know if she's signed currently to Impact Wrestling. Nothing's ever been announced, but I would love to see that an announcement come out saying Impact Wrestling has signed Mickie James to a long-term deal. I mean, it's home, right? It's home. He's staying loyal. Let's get it done, Mickie James. I love having Mickie James in Impact Wrestling. I love Mickie James, big Mickie James fan. She could really mentor a lot of the young up and coming talent. She would be a great addition, great long-term addition. She could work with Gail Kim behind the scenes as well. It's a no-brainer. So hopefully they sign Mickie James to a long-term deal, and hopefully Mickie James can could convince Mr. Aldis to come on over as well, because I'd love to see him in Impact Wrestling. I think he would be a terrific addition to the main roster. Okay, so we're gonna leave it at that for now. Any news breaks, I'll be back. And until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye bye, and stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye bye.